More Americans are riding bicycles than ever before. One recent government survey found the number of bicycle trips per person increased 238% over the past two decades. Unfortunately, so have the number of bike injuries and deaths due to alcohol. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on a study in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association.
Researchers from Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health already looked at the dangers of drinking and driving cars, motorcycles, even walking in congested areas. In all cases, alcohol dramatically increased the likelihood of getting seriously injured or of dying. In this study, researchers wanted to measure the risk of riding a bicycle while under the influence.
We found that you're six times as likely to be killed or seriously injured as a bicyclist if you've been drinking.
Johns Hopkins epidemiologist Susan Baker analyzed the medical records of 124 people who were killed or seriously injured while riding a bicycle during the day in the state of Maryland. She measured their blood alcohol levels. 13% had been drinking.
On the whole, the bicyclists who had been drinking a lot. The average blood alcohol concentration was 0.18%, which is about twice the legal limit in most states. Could be 5 or 10 drinks, depending upon what they had been eating and how long it was since they had consumed the alcohol.
That's a lot of drinking, says Baker, and nearly a third of them had previous convictions for DWI, driving while intoxicated. Many had their driving licenses suspended or revoked and were likely riding bikes because they had no other transportation. Some bikers say they choose to bike because they perceive it as safer than driving a car after drinking. In the study, Baker went to the exact accident site where people had been seriously injured or killed. She got roadside interviews and took breath tests of bicyclists who agreed to be tested. She found only 3% had consumed alcohol. Over a third were wearing helmets. That's a striking contrast to those who suffered injury or death and were drinking. Only 5% of them were wearing helmets. And while they may have been drinking a lot, Baker points out that even a few drinks can be highly hazardous. Dr. Wesley Clark is director of the Federal Center for Substance Abuse Treatment.
Your body can process one drink an hour, one shot glass of, say, whiskey or one can of beer.
And any additional alcohol consumed during that hour will only create a state of intoxication, which can diminish abilities needed to ride a bike safely.
It can affect eye-hand coordination. It can affect safety behaviors. It can affect your ability to judge the gravity of the situation. And if you're on a bike while under the influence, even if your behavior is reasonable, you may not be able to predict what the other people are going to do, and you can't react in time.
And you only have to be a little off, says Clark, to put yourself at risk, either because you fail to recognize risky elements in the surrounding environment or because you fail to recognize potential risks.
So that hill, which is steeper than you anticipated, you may not be able to stop. Whereas somebody says, well, gee, I need to slow down. I'm going down this hill or pace myself. The person whose judgment is influenced by excessive alcohol consumption does not make that decision.
Nationwide, 800 bicyclists are killed in accidents every year. Over 20,000 are admitted to hospitals. The take-home message, says Clark, don't drink and pedal. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.